enjoy heating. And I started getting worried. Some of these new age people, you know, crystals, all that sort of thing. I thought I better check this out. I said, hey, what are we going to eat? Oh, for dinner, we're going to have a wonderful health salad. I said, oh, great. I get to shit like a parrot all week. Do you know my hostess actually got mad? She challenged me. She said, well, what do you want to eat? I said, I want a steak that thick. I want a steak so goddamn thick it stops my heart when I eat it. Call the paramedics to bring my ass alive to finish that steak. Cut my heart open and shove a baked potato in there. Stick a carrot up my ass. Let's go. Well, you need your vegetables. That's like these people work out. What the hell's that all about, huh? They start working out, and they're miserable, then they want to drag you into their misery. I have friends. Hey, you want to go to the gym? The day I got out of high school is the day I got out of gym. What is that? That's where you pay money to lift heavy things. My goal in life isn't to lift anything. That's why I'm a comedian. You see, this is all I have to lift right here. This microphone. I don't even have to lift this if I don't want to. I can leave it in that little holder right over there. But for you folks, I make an effort. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. People wanting to exercise, people not wanting you to eat red meat, people wanting you not to smoke, people wanting you not to drink. Now, let me tell you something. You need pleasure in life, especially if you're married. Oh, no, wait. I knew we had married people in here when I walked in. You can always tell married people they have that look. I'm happy. They always have that dead stare like they've just been banged in the head for eternity. I'm happy. And I know about this because I've been married, divorced, and remarried the same woman. I wanted my house back. Sort of interesting how we got divorced. Let me share this with you. After 10 years of marriage, I woke up one morning and I took a good look at my wife laying in bed. She's just lying there. Spit all running out of her mouth. And I pulled up a chair and I looked at that. It might have been an hour, I don't know. And I thought of those wedding vows, till death do you part. I looked back at her and said, bullshit. Big Daddy's bailing out today. In fact, I'll tell you one of the problems I had with my wife, and some of you guys may relate to this. She was a healthy girl when we first got married. But after we got married, it was like illness of the week. She was sick all the time. Was she really sick? Did I make her sick? Was she a hypochondriac? I don't know, but you'd think she'd want to get well, but I think she enjoyed being sick. In fact, let me give you a 3-week period of my life I'll never forget. The first week, I have a yeast infection. I don't want to even know what that is. What was she, shitting donuts? The next week, I got a bladder problem. One night, we had a very important dinner we were going to go to. You know, we're getting dressed, and all of a sudden, she disappears. I don't see her, and I go, uh-oh, we got a problem. Sure enough, I go to the room. There she is in bed. I said, hey, what's going on? We got to get going. I don't feel good. I think my left lung is filling up with water. I said, why don't you just die? It's been 10 goddamn years. Why don't you call it a day? Now, you piss a woman off. Did you ever notice how healthy they get? Have you ever noticed that? A woman gets angry. She has health like you wouldn't believe. Reserves of energy. Her ass shot out of that bed like a rocket. She had that finger right in front of my face. What would you do if I did die? Oh. What would I do? I'd drive a goddamn stake through your heart. That's what I'd do. I get a pistol with silver bullets. Bam, 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 bam! You know what I told her I'd do if she died? I told her I'd cremate you. I'm going to make sure you're dead. I said, I'd cremate you and I'd put you in a jar on the mantle. She said, why would you do that? I said, for the next one I marry. I would tell her, you see that? Don't fuck with Big Daddy.